We're recording. You can now watch whenever you want. You can leave whenever you want as well. So okay. Hopefully all of you are excited for Christmas. What's up, Ross?
Ross, hello, hello.
So hopefully all of you are excited for what's ahead, whatever you may be doing. Do it and do it well.
He's just all kinds of fired up tonight. All kinds of fired up.
Yeah, it's just one of those. Yeah.
One of those days. You know, it's interesting that it comes the week before Christmas because we're a week away from Christmas Eve.
That's right.
We are a week away from Christmas Eve.
Yeah. We took a punt. Elisa and Abby on Saturday decided to book us a trip to Florida. So we're
literally, it took us 45 minutes to find a VRBO, book flights, and just tell Alex that he was going to have to go on one more trip with the family.
As an 18-year-old, he's like, "As an 18-year-old, do I have to?
You're going?
Yeah, where are we going?
Santa Rosa Beach. It's in the Gulf by Pensacola. We're flying into Pensacola.
How fun!
Completely random, but it." Supposed to be much more open than California is. So at this point,
it's wide open. So
Florida has no restrictions at all. Like, it's kind of scary how unrestricted Florida is right now.
Yeah.
But we're the complete opposite. So we're super excited to just be like, oh, okay. So this is like the way life used to be.
Yeah.
So
we got sick. We were also really sick.
Thanksgiving
week. So we missed Thanksgiving. We missed Abby's birthday. So we were
like a redo.
We're gonna redo it. Fly out on Christmas Day and show up.
Yeah. Come back on the
6 days later.
Yeah. So, just making it happen. You know, it's kind of like 2020. Make it happen. Make it happen. So
well, when you have airline miles that have been
just accruing.
Stacking up, you gotta start using them somewhere. So might as well just go and use them.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited to have you guys featured in the January position post.
Yeah.
We saw the final edits and the final design.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to share.
You're going to show them?
No, I'm going to just show them the first page. Hold on. I'll show you guys the first page.
The cover?
No, the first page with them on it.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
I know I showed that one. Which Hold page? On, you guys. Hold on.
Because the first page is.
Yeah, they post is done for January, so you'll see it after Christmas. We're gonna give it a couple of days just because of everything that's going on this month. Hold on. Let me find them.
Right there.
Yep, I know. I'll see it. All right. I always tell you where I'm going.
Right there. You're not going to get the whole thing.
Nope. All right. So we're going to share screen. So hold up, you guys. Boom. That's.
Aw, okay, good. I just saw. I love that we can't hear you, but like I could totally tell you're like, aw. That's exactly what I said.
Yep. They were like, aw. That's a good
So we'll show you that page only. That's what you get to see.
It's not like the total reveal, but I made that same thing. I mean, yes, I'd seen the pictures when you guys sent them in, but the way the designer put it all together, yeah, that was my whole like,
aww.
Perfect. So good.
So you're on page 22.
When you get your copy, just flip.
When you get your copy, you get yourself.
When you're flipped, yeah. So for those of you that you wouldn't have heard about it, but we featured the Llewellyns just because they had shared that they'd really been focusing on the financial intimacy pillar. And we wanted to, there are a number of articles in the January post focusing on that. And so we got these guys to share their story.
Yeah. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. So what else?
Okay. What you can't swivel.
Am I swiveling?
You are. Because when you do,
I pull this over here.
Yeah. That's good. Tech. We're just smiling. I'm like, stop moving.
There we go.
You're good. So what do you guys have plans? What are your plans for Christmas?
We're traveling. We're going to be spending, we're leaving next Wednesday.
Okay.
And going to spend Wednesday through Christmas with our oldest son and their darling two daughters, and we're going to stay with them for a couple of days. And then they live in New Hampshire, about a 2.5 hour drive away from us. And then we're going to go to Pennsylvania, where our son and his wife and their three boys live. And we're going to spend a couple of days with them and celebrate. And then we're traveling to Virginia.
For a workation. I'm working for my
uncle. You guys are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt's a master electrician, and he's going to be doing a major build of a bathroom for his uncle
in
Virginia. So it's what we call a workation.
Yeah.
It's getting away, but he's still going to have to work.
I love it.
Well, and going to a house with three boys, I mean, there's just a lot of work if you've got, you know, three grandsons in one house.
We do. We actually have 8 grandchildren. We have 3 grandbabies that live in Alaska, which we went and visited them in August, and that was the highlight of all of 2020. But
Yeah.
So
you got to go bear hunting so you can get your bearskin rug.
We were listening to that today. I was like, you cracked me up.
So here's the funny.
I was almost crying laughing.
So one person
in a chandelier's bearskin rug. So when I get the bearskin rug, it'll come to you.
So one person emails in and goes from Montana, and her husband's a hunter, and she's like, bearskin rug, awesome.
Super soft. It's fabulous.
Super soft can test it. Somebody else then emails in and goes, yeah, bearskin rug, it's too rough. Just go get the sheep ones at Costco, get 2 of them, put them together, and you'll be good to go. All right, well, there you go.
So now I'm trying to figure out, maybe it's like different bears.
Well, maybe it's like the oil you're supposed to use on our beer. Like,
maybe.
You know, Cameron and Ross, no, like you gotta use beard oil, you know, to make it all nice and soft for our ladies. So, maybe that's what you gotta do for the bearskin rug.
So you guys will appreciate, anybody do Amazon Christmas shopping, like Prime sends all the deliveries?
Yep.
So I had ordered, you know, Tony had made mention with the beard. He's like, and I was just talking about whether it's keeping the beard or not. And like the beard has to be soft. Like I'm not keeping like a rough beard around. And so I find this company. I started searching like, you know, great beard oils or whatever. And there's this company called the Badass Beard Company. And
it could be Badass Beer Company too. Well, yeah. I think that one too.
Matt's enjoying, after all of his shuffling or snowblowing or whatever, he's got a beer. He's having a beer with you right now.
Oh, good for him. Good for you, dude.
And they had a beard oil and beard balm called Ladies Man. And I'm like, okay, that's funny. Ladies Man from the Badass Beard Company. Like just the names. It's kind of like the way I buy wine, right? If it's got a funny name, then it must be at least decent because they spend all that time.
It's legit.
So ordering all this stuff from Amazon, plus like all of our regular stuff. And I'm walking down the stairs of our house the other day, and Tony's in front of the Christmas tree, and he's got this thing in his hand, and he's taking a picture of it, like right in front of the Christmas tree. I'm like, what do you have? He's like,
she's like on a coaching call or something.
Oh, the Amazon delivery came and this beard oil came for me. Yeah.
The ladies.
So I'll do that.
So I didn't tell Tony not to open the Amazon packages.
I was going
to
post it. I was like, oh, cool. So, like my lady got me this. And she's like, no, you can't post that yet.
I'm like, yeah, well, Merry Christmas. That was your stocking stuffer, but or one of them. But, okay, good. I'm like, are you excited? Do you like it? But now I'm like, oh, it would have been so cute. But yeah, he's just, I'm like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to retract on my manscaping one. You know, where I was telling the guys, I'm like, hey, man, if you got a beard, you got to trim it up a little bit. It got to be nice. But now I'm liking it. I want to keep it nice, but yeah, it is just trying to keep it soft.
Yeah. So, if you guys,
that's the key, I think, right? For oral sex, it's
never the key to keep it soft. For me.
What's that, Kurt?
Part of our vows were no beard.
He tried it once.
I tried a mustache once for 3 weeks, and that was it.
It was like, I can't do that.
I don't think that
was in 1982, too.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been married, what, 36 years?
38.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow. 38. Yeah. Our oldest is 37.
Oh, wow.
And our youngest is...
I think that's older than, like, some of the guys here, right?
Yeah, we started young. I was 18 when we got married and he was 20. So we've been doing this for a while.
Now we're really doing it.
Yeah.
We got goals.
Yeah, we got goals. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
This is so good.
Did you stop the share?
No. Okay. Oh, yeah. I did stop the share. Yeah.
If you go over, then I can't see people.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Cameron and Madeline, how old are you guys?
28, 29.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. I'll be 30 in April.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. How old are your girls at? But you have two girls, right?
Did you not so read the article?
Actually, our oldest is turning 3 on Saturday. So we have her birthday party on Saturday. And then the youngest turned 1 in October.
Okay.
Aww.
And I'm still working on getting Tony to gracefully ask women their age, because you notice how quickly he was just like, so how old are you?
Bother me.
I'm like, at some point in time, like, we've been working on that for 24 years. Like, you don't, it's kind of like saying, hey, I can't tell, are you pregnant? I'm like, stop, like, just don't.
I don't ask that one anymore. That one I do not ask.
The age thing, we're still, I'm comfortable answering, it doesn't mean that every woman is comfortable answering it.
Another question to ask is, don't ask, like, are you due next week? Because that's also very unfortunate.
Oh, I would never ask that one.
Yeah, I've got like, that wouldn't even cross already. My mind. I'm like, I have 16 weeks to go, but thank you so much.
And this is like, my third, so it's all stretched out. And you know what? I look like I was ready to deliver on like week 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. We've got friends, and she's the first baby. She's due March. And Nick and Mike.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Yeah, she came to women's prayer, and there were a few of us who were like, oh man, she still has 3 months. Like, we know, and we're like, oh, she's got 3 months. Like, baby is getting big. But we know better, because we're watching her come in, and we're like, yeah, don't ask.
My first one, like, I still had at least 8 weeks to go. People were like, are you having twins? And I'm like, no, I'm just large when I'm pregnant, but thank you. Like, just stop talking.
How much do you want to stick that foot in your mouth? Yeah. Mm. And all the other good things that people say. Yeah. I get it.
No, I get it.
Oh my gosh.
Jill and Matt, what are you guys doing for Christmas?
We are just going to be home, the four of us. We ended up Thanksgiving having his parents over and his sister. And then a few days later, we both tested positive for COVID. Okay. So honestly, the stress of it, like then worrying about whether or not they tested positive was way too much. Obviously we're not going to contract it to somebody, but my kids actually ended up staying negative the whole time because the two of us locked ourselves in our room. Well, the kids locked us in our room for 2 weeks. And then when we did leave the room, we had to wear our mask.
So your kids are old enough. Did they actually like take care of you and like bring you food? And
so they cooked dinner and then they cleaned up after.
Beautiful.
Okay.
The staycation.
Oh, the phone. I love it. Yeah, it is kind of a little staycation.
That is totally just a great staycation. Be like, you guys are going to take care of us. I'll do that. I'll do it.
Not ideal, but
where we sat for
two weeks. My desk is over there. I was able to work from home. Luckily, we were both. You know, it was mild and, you know, thank God for that. But, you know, like, so I would go over to my desk and work for the day. And then I would come back. I'm like, honey, I'm on my way home. And then I'd walk the 5 feet back to the bed.
Awesome. It's probably the best commute you'll ever have.
Yes.
And look, I mean, it's just that like studio living, you got everything right there. You don't have to go out and do anything. Food comes to you. I mean, it's even better. You get the food from you.
Do a 14-day sex challenge and call it good. Like working, you're just like, hey, it's like good. Like put the sound and sleep machine on like 24 hours a day. What's going on? Yeah, we're just sleeping in here. Leave us alone. Like sound and sleep machine's just going on 24 hours a day.
So anyway, for Christmas, we decided not to see anybody because I still don't, you know, the kids did test negative, so I don't. And then Josh is actually heading back to Kansas for school January 1st, probably. So I still want to keep him safe.
Makes sense. Now, what will the kids be doing once they get back to school? Like, are they quarantining in their rooms when they get back? Like, what does that look like for them? Does he know?
So for him, it's the interterm semester.
Okay.
So he's only got one class and it's going to be online, but he is choosing to go back to Kansas anyway so that he can get a job.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
you know, for him. My other son actually dropped out of school about a week before he started. So he's just
gonna, yeah, I remember you guys telling us that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And how restricted is Kansas right now?
Doesn't seem to be that restrictive.
Okay.
But
the school, it's a very small school. So it's, you know, it's a fairly safe environment for them, for him anyway, okay, for where he's going. So
they've had one case that they can trace back to school. That's it.
Oh.
So they don't seem, it doesn't seem to be the, when we were out there in August,
we dropped him off. Yeah.
Everything was done so well that I have to believe that it's being done all the time when they're there. Okay. They've been really, really good.
So he may actually be in a better bubble out
Probably. Yeah.
And when he gets back to his apartment, there will only be one other person there, I think, and they'll be in separate bedrooms anyway. So for at least that first month. And then when the spring semester starts the end of January, then the other two will be back. So.
Got it.
Cool. Awesome.
Very cool.
Cameron and Madeline, what are you guys doing in Oklahoma?
Not much. Actually, this year's kind of nice because for those that don't know, we were on staff for a church.
Yeah.
And we've been heavy volunteers for the last 7 years, and we always had to work the 23rd and 24th. Because I think last year we had, like, what, 20 Christmas Eve services between the 23rd and 24th.
Did you say 20? 2-0?
Holy crud.
Yeah, that's streamed. Like, we stream from our main campus. We have an additional campus, and that's counting online, too.
Okay. I was thinking that was, like, 20. Yeah.
But we had like 15 or 17.
We had like 5 or 10 because our main campus has 3 different rooms.
Yeah.
So we've got the chapel, which is like the way traditional, like hymnal.
Yeah.
Then we have the sanctuary, which is like a blended, and then the venue, which is
contemporary. So we have 3 rooms going to campuses online. So this year we only have 7, but it's all online. So we're doing all online. So we'll just kind of get to be home. Cameron will be on call in case things go wrong, since he's just the software developer.
Yeah, I was going to say, since you're doing the back end.
And I do all the social media, so I have to manage and make sure we don't have comments blowing up of people being mean and ugly. But other than that, we'll get to just hang out with family.
People are mean and ugly on social media?
Oh, yeah.
How did that start?
She's all like, oh, yeah. No, you know
what? How did that start?
Believe me, we get it too.
Yeah, you would not imagine some of the mean messages we get, which, I mean, I used to work in insurance, so I've been chewed out and cussed out. I mean, I have pretty thick skin, like not a lot bothers me, but I'm just like, seriously, like you're sending this to a church? Like, come on, really?
Trust me, we live in California.
You don't even care. Yeah. We've seen it all. And we've seen it all personally. I mean, you just see some of the stuff that we just delete or hide sometimes. I'm like, what are you talking? Like somebody will get like, an episode will come out sometimes and it just,
well, it was an Instagram post earlier this week.
Yeah, well, for the show we were just talking about being busy and making sure, you know, what are your priorities, instead of, and we've said this many a times over the years, is like people use busy as an excuse just not to be intentional or take action in their marriage, and mm-hmm. and it's just the truth. I mean, we've seen it over and over again over almost 11 years now, and this one gal just got so upset, and she's sharing this with us, and we're like, yeah, we're not talking to you. You're prioritizing your work life and your marriage and your kids and aging parents. I mean, we're talking about those people who are just, say they're busy and they're like chilling on the couch for 12 hours a day and they're wondering why their marriage is going south. You know what I mean? So we just had to share with her, just be like, no,
perspective.
You're cool. Just
take a step back.
Yeah.
Take a step back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The mean and rude has definitely elevated to a new level in 2020.
Has anybody done like a social media fast this year? Like gone off of it?
I did a news fast back in like May because I was watching the news every day and just getting angry watching the news. So we finally just like stopped turning it on every morning for like a month and just stopped watching the news altogether. And that was great.
Yeah, that's similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So nobody has. Okay.
Why do you want to do one?
Well, not a fast per se, but I scaled back considerably in, you know, what I will engage in. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just noticed even for myself too, just connecting with Elisa, when I get on it sometimes, and if I start getting riled up, I notice I'll become short, more tense, frustrated. And it's not, you know, it's not frustrated with her. It's just frustrated with what I'm reading and whatever. And so just like scaling back even helped a ton, especially when we did our 7-day sex challenge. I was like, get off that stuff. Like, let's just focus on us.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that was good.
Ross and Ashley, how many days have you completed this month? Aren't you guys doing like a challenge this month?
We're not in a challenge, but
you're just having sex every other day.
I cannot do it. Like, yeah, she's pregnant and my hips are so out of whack.
I was wondering how long you're going to keep going.
We're still, very, very tired.
We're still at 3 times a week, which I still feel is fairly successful.
Heck yeah.
I mean, with you being pregnant and tired as much as you are,
it's more of just like,
I think 2 to 3 is pretty
Ross great. Is good at the conversation. Like, I'll be like, babe, like, I know we scheduled it today, but I just can't. And so we'll just
move
it to the next day or something.
Yeah. I was wondering when that was going to start, like,
being more conversation.
Just sort of settling down. Cause I was like, dude, it actually goes farther and farther along. I'm like, that just gets tough.
So
we need to count.
We need to add up our entire 2020 year.
At the beginning, we had wanted above a certain number, mm-hmm. and we definitely are past that with all the challenges. But
did you guys mark them down, or did you throw a marble in? What did you guys do?
Oh, how did you count?
Yeah, how did you count?
Oh,
on the Apple Watch, you can track your fertility, and you can track when you have sex. So I just like keep track of it on my Apple Watch.
Hey, I need an Apple Watch.
It works great.
Christmas is coming, Kurt.
Christmas is coming. There you go.
Yeah.
There's an app, I think. Cameron, weren't you guys were using an app?
It wasn't me that used it. I actually have it. So it's called Nice, I think is the name of the app. But there's a paid version, and you can actually track like
where
and run all. It's got all kinds of features.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which in 2020 that whole location thing doesn't give you a whole lot of options.
No.
In my bedroom, in the shower. You would have to use it in your home. It's not like you're going outside.
Like
I went to Paris.
Iowa, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not doing that.
New Jersey. Stuff. Yeah, you know.
That's classic.
And Ashley,
I just can't track. I'm just sort of like, yeah, we're having it twice a week. Like, let's roll on. Like, this is not one thing I would track. Now, if Travis was here,
Travis would be all over that.
Shanna doesn't track, but
she doesn't have to.
Travis has been tracking, I think, since he first started listening to us some like 9-10 years ago. And he still does on like some Google sheet. Like that.
Kurt does that. He's been doing it for the past 4 years.
Just on notes.
Yeah.
And getting more and more involved.
Stats
everything. I keep all kinds of things. She goes, you're doing what?
It's awesome.
Hey, the intimacy lifestyle has upped our game for sure.
Well, good.
That's what it's about. 38 years and like the intimacy lifestyle is like cranking, which we love to hear.
I feel like I'm in it right now.
You know, there's days when you're listening to you at 47, and I was like, come on, Tony, up your game.
Oh, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
There'll be a day when my kids are no longer here, and I'll have other people working for me, so I'm not, like, running full steam, and it'll be great. I will say this, and I mentioned it on today's or next week's episode. Guys, take zinc. Just take straight up zinc. And it would be interesting to see if you guys have or experience a stronger erection and a more lasting one, because that's one of the minerals that they say is vital for men. And I just been taking it, and I got it and I mentioned it too on the episode, but I was just like, I'm like, if zinc is this good, then Viagra is going to be amazing.
You won't need Viagra. You've got zinc.
You won't need it. You won't need it.
Kurt's like.
So that's just a heads up coming up on next week's episode.
Yeah, because I put him on the spot. I'm like, dude, you should talk about what you learned this last week. So.
So anyway, in the last 30 days, we've done it 30 times.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Holy. There you go.
Merry Christmas.
Are you guys using Uber Loop?
We are.
Yeah, good. That's a must.
That has really revolutionized our intimacy. It's like, where has this stuff been?
Okay, you have adult children, stocking stuffer. It'll freak them out, but yeah.
And you can use it in your hair and in your beard. You can use Uber Lube in your beard too. It'll soften it up.
So speaking of that, we all share, our family shares iPhone notes for Christmas lists.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking at my parents, and I gave my mom a hard time because she had like a lot of stuff that was way expensive, like we're not spending that much on everybody for Christmas. So she went through and added stuff, and she added a water-based lubricant to it. and she did it trying to bother us, but then it turned into me and my dad up on our roof putting on our Christmas lights, talking about the different lubes, and then us coming up with the idea to possibly give our entire family Uber lube these stocking stuffers.
Yes. Travel size, man. Get the little travel ones because it's perfect. Like it, yep. Just boom.
Oh, that's hysterical.
That is fantastic, dude.
Oh, they're all like.
And how old is your mom?
They'll be 50.
Oh, they're not even old. They're like my age.
They started really young, and my grandma started really young. So my grandma just turned 70 this year.
Okay.
Looks like us. We're young parents, young grands. I turned 56.
Yeah.
And turned 58. And like I said, we've got grown adult children and grandchildren, all eight, all under the age of eight.
Wow. So, yeah.
We've got a lot of energy.
That's good.
That's good.
Like we're just begun, you know, this journey. So
yeah.
Awesome. Love it.
Bring on the next 30, 40, 50.
Then you might need the zinc.
Yeah.
Kurt, I know you're good now, but you might need it.
Just get the zinc. Jill and Matt, did you have something to say? Did you want to say something there?
No.
We just put the dog stopped barking, so we took ourselves back.
It's all right. It's okay. If you guys want to be unmuted, it doesn't bother us in this setting at all. You guys can jump in and whatever.
I'm actually going to order the Uber Lube right now. Like I was like, now that you're talking about it, I'm like, I guess I have to go right now and go get it.
Yes. We went way too long to try it and it's amazing. We felt the same way when we finally tried it. And okay. You're like,
what am I doing? I'm not moving.
You move your knee. and
my knee must not move.
Well, just because the cable hangs underneath it. You get to a point where, because we've tried a lot of loops. I mean, it's kind of a joke when we have people come over and somebody like walks into the bedroom because there's lubes and massage oil. I mean,
the massage oil is still good. I mean, I definitely want to say like have a good massage oil. And I think just using for that sensual touch and the massaging part, but that's what we used to use as the lube part as well. And even though it's good, it just doesn't compare to the smoothness and the silkiness of Uber Lube for some reason.
Oh, but Cameron Madeline, make sure that mom does not use the Uber Lube in the shower. Because it's still So you might actually have to put a little warning label on all those, like mom, family,
mom,
hey, just in case, because I know you asked for the water base, but you know, don't use this one in the shower.
And it's perfect because my brother and his now wife just got married in November.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so the like, wedding you guys went to. Yes. Yeah. Oh, you guys were beautiful at that one. Yes. Oh, okay. Love those pictures.
Yeah. So if they don't have lube as newlyweds, they need it. So you're taking care of the whole family. It's actually like a public service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's public service.
It's totally a public
service. You're changing marriages on both ends, like newlyweds and married for a long time.
And you can use it for massage as well. I mean, Elise and I will use it for a massage as well, but it is by far the best out there.
I think everybody should get Uber Lube.
You do. You give it to everybody.
I do.
Everybody who gets married, if we get invited to any wedding, it's like that's the gift at the bridal shower or at the wedding. And usually the couple will come back from their honeymoon and be like, well, we had one couple
text us on
their
honeymoon.
They're on their honeymoon. They're like texting us and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the best. And we're like, why are you texting us? But okay, glad you're loving it, hon.
It was like, thank you. Go back to whatever you were doing that required the Uber Lube and stop texting me.
Yeah. So everybody or most people will come back afterward their honeymoon. They'll be like, oh my gosh, that was the perfect gift, because it's just one of those gifts that they can use right there. And then it's like, you don't have to wait. Throw that thing in your bag and you're going to use it wherever you're going to be. It doesn't matter if it's a staycation or you're going to a hotel, the beach, the mountains, whatever, you'll use it.
We've never had anybody, you know, be upset that we got them Uber Lube.
No.
So you guys will be good. Like you may actually need to record just a little clip of the family getting it just so we can.
Jill, you're going to have to tell us how you like it. Matt, you're gonna have to tell us how you
like it. Yeah, because we have this one now.
Very good.
That's our shower one.
That's our shower one.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, Uber, the silicone based are not good in the shower because then everything gets slippery.
Yeah, I think you could still use it in the shower. It's just when it, if it's hits the shower floor, then it gets really slippery.
Yeah.
So I think. You just want to be. I don't see why you couldn't use it.
Kurt Schiller now trying to hear about slippery. Like, what do I got going on here?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're going to get like some mat.
That sounds like more fun.
And I will just say, Jill, just so you know, they have like a travel of 50 mil and 100 mil, but you can use just a pea size. It's so
little goes a long way.
You don't have to use a ton.
One pump.
Yeah, if that sometimes.
It's all we've needed.
I remember doing a lube episode and we did something. I don't remember where it came in or something, but somebody was just like, well, what do you do if it's just there's too much?
Keep going. And
wipe it off and reapply. I don't know. Have a towel beside you. Wipe it off and start over. It's okay.
These are the messages we get behind the scenes.
Yeah, some of the stuff we get.
Sometimes the common sense is a little, it happens.
It's classic. I love them. I love them because it's just like, hey, I get it, man. You're newlywed and you're probably like freaking out. But all right, you guys, it's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Have an amazing new year. Coming up, we do have our 7-day sex challenge episode. Yes. We'll have one in between. We don't have a hashtag yet for 2021. Elisa and I really are pressing in, but we just, What Can I Do has been one that we loved for so long that we may go back to that one in 2021 just to remind people, like, no matter what's happening in your marriage, you can still make a change. You individually can do something. So we don't know what it's going to be yet. For all we know, God may drop something on us in the next 2 weeks and we're going to just be like, oh, there's our hashtag for 2021, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. But it was good to see everyone. Yeah. Thank you for making time here in the month of December when there is so much going on. And
Happy New Year. You'll see a bunch of new fun pictures coming out for New Year as well.
We really rocked those Christmas suits, I'm telling you.
They were so much fun. We've never done anything like that. And yeah, we've worn those a number of times now because obviously you can only wear them once a year. And it's been just a joy. They actually just bring joy to people. Yeah. And that's what's been fun about it.
Yeah, just wearing them around is just sort of like, I'm just going to spread joy. I don't care right now with where everybody's at. I'm just like, just wear it, because people look at you and they're just like pointing. They're like, oh my gosh. And you see the smiles on their face, even under their masks. You're just like, right on. That's what we need here. Yeah. So. All right, you guys, enjoy. We'll see you in the group. If anything comes up, just hit us up. Send some pictures of your holiday and your new year. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Love you guys.
Bye. Merry Christmas.